You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Hi, welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I've been speaking to so many patients during office hours about a very, very, very important and really, if I had to choose the number one thing that people are coming in to talk about because it's in the news so much, it has to do with the neck and the jawline. And I know we've spoken about this before in previous podcasts, but I really did come up with something while I was speaking to a patient that was so genius in ideas that I really felt like we needed to do another podcast about this. And when I say genius ideas, it just kind of dawned on me how I can relate this to so many other things that we see all the time in plastic surgery. So here it goes. I had a young person come in the other day that was very concerned about stretch marks. And the stretch marks were in areas where this person had been really aggressively lifting weights. And he was trying to bodybuild. And the analogy about the neck and jawline is coming. So if everyone's listening, just hang in there for a minute. But here's the truth. Bodybuilders experience a lot of times stretch marks around their biceps and around their axillary area or their armpit area because as that muscle that they're building so aggressively is growing, it doesn't give the skin an opportunity to also grow. So what happens is the back of the skin, where we're talking about the dermis, and if you go to your dermatologist or your plastic surgeon, you hear the word the dermis, it's really the backing behind the epidermis. So the epidermis is on your skin level surface, and the thing that gives that skin that good, juicy feeling is the thickness of that dermis. And as a side note, that's why when you squeeze a baby's cheek, it feels so nice and juicy. And when you squeeze a 80, 90-year-old aunt of yours, their skin on their hands and their cheek may not be so juicy. What's really been lost has been the thickness of that dermis. So stay with me. Here's the story. The reason why we develop stretch marks, if it's a woman that goes through pregnancy and they have stretch marks on their abdomen, or a guy that's bodybuilding that starts to get stretch marks around their biceps, it's because the dermis cracks. It literally permanently cracks from the expansion of that muscle so quickly. The back of the skin cracks and you end up getting on the skin surface this little weakness or this gully that usually looks red in the beginning or pink, and then over the course of time, it may become white. But that's a permanent thing that has happened to the dermis of your skin. And when I say permanent, I'm purposely highlighting the word permanent because you'll see in a minute how this, you know, actually works into the neck and jawline. So the concept here is that how can we do something to make that dermis thicken? Well, I'm going to use this analogy of the muscle building. When we work out, and when bodybuilders especially are trying to grow their biceps or grow their muscles, they purposely knock them down or basically lift so much weights that they tear their muscle apart. And over the course of a few days, while it's getting a chance to heal and restore, that's how it becomes hypertrophied. That's how it grows, is because we knock it down and then we give it the ability to heal. But when it heals bigger and more shapely and thicker. This is the analogy of the dermis. When we're doing things to the dermis, we are permanently changing the architecture of that dermis. And it can be for good or for bad. Or when I say good, it could be for building it up, or it could be just from the stretch mark analogy where it is actually tearing the dermis apart and you're not doing anything to restore the integrity of that dermis. And that's how we know that we're so incredibly advanced that we know we can do things to permanently change the architecture of the dermis. And I'll give you examples of how this works. We know by using Retin-A, over the course of a time now, it's not going to happen overnight, but we know by using Retin-A, that will permanently change the architecture of your dermis so that it thickens over time. And it may be you or it may be friends of yours or family members that you know have been using Retin-A for years for wrinkles and things like that. And over the course of time, you go, you know what? Your skin does look so youthful and young. What's going on? It's Retin-A. It's something you're doing on a repetitive enough basis to actually make your dermis become more youthful and thicken. Similarly, when we use a laser or we're using radio frequency energy with microneedling, we're getting into the dermis, hopefully. And as we heat up that dermis and kind of knock it apart or just like kind of like irritate it enough, heat it up enough to kind of break it down, same analogy as with the muscles. When it starts to heal, it thickens. So it's been a long way around the block for me to get to the area of the neck. I was speaking to a patient who does not want to do a facelift neck lift. She doesn't want to have an elective surgical procedure, but she really wants to do something about the laxity of her neck or just the overall appearance of an aging appearance to the neck. And she's been doing an amazing job, and we've been helping with skincare and everything else for many years on her facial skin, her forehead, around her eyes, everything around her face looks unbelievably youthful, but everything from her jawline down kind of gives away her age. So we were talking about all the different ways that we could make this jawline to their clavicle, let's say, everything in that neck area look better. And I said, well, look, at the end of the day, the gold standard is definitely a neck lift, facelift type of a thing. She definitely doesn't want to have a surgery. I said, okay, so let's back into this slowly. Let's talk about what other things could we do to make the neck look as youthful as the rest of your face. And here's exactly what I said. Microneedling bypasses the skin surface. And when I say that, the beauty of that is if you really don't have any acne scars or real bad wrinkles on the skin or any reason why you need to resurface the skin, and all we're really trying to do is target that dermis like I was explaining before, we can use microneedles that go past the skin surface, and now the needles, if you will, that are very fine, so don't get excited, they're very, very fine needles. The skin of the neck gets all numbed up, so you wouldn't feel this, but these micro needles go into the skin, past the epidermis, and now we employ a radio frequency energy behind those needles, so that we're now causing that dermis to be disrupted. We're causing that dermis to be heated. We're causing it to melt a little bit. We're causing it to get irritated enough, just like the muscle analogy when you're lifting weights, so that it's being broken down. And as that area begins to heal over the course of the week or 2 weeks, you'll see that that skin starts to have a resurgence of a youthful quality. Now, the older you are, the more of a number of sessions you may need to get to the final point of being like thrilled with the, you know, how youthful your neck looks. So as you get older and older, because your dermis is thinner and thinner, we may have to do multiple radio frequency microneedling procedures over the course of, let's say, a week to 2 weeks spanned out over the course of maybe four separate times, let's say, 4 to 6 sessions But again, you're going to see the improvement weekly, and it's really you that becomes the captain of the ship when you say, I'm happy with this. But we know through all the studies and literature that by damaging purposefully the dermis and allowing it to heal properly, you will get a thickening of your skin and an improvement in the quality of the skin, and overall, a tightening that happens. So when you're hearing about microneedling and you're hearing about microneedling with radio frequency energy, there are many companies out there that have their own proprietary system. But at the end of the day, the heading of this category would be microneedling with radio frequency energy. The one that we've been employing in the practice for a very long time is Fractura. And the newer version of that is called the Morpheus. And that product or that actual device is incredibly useful. So that one of the things that I've been noticing is that many patients that see results on their girlfriends or other people that have had that procedure done have been coming in to find out, is this something that they're a candidate for? And again, this opens a whole another algorithm or a whole new avenue to talk about, well, why would you use a laser versus this microneedling with radio frequency energy? And that does get into another discussion about, well, are you pleased with what's going on your skin surface? Do you have dyschromia, meaning do you have a blotchy appearance to your skin? Are there areas that are really hyperpigmented and areas that are not hyperpigmented? That's an issue. And once we can discern, is that what you're really trying to go after as well as tightening the skin, then we may want to choose something that is like a laser. But suffice to say that the reason why I really wanted to put this podcast together is because it is so incredibly transformative to have patients that can really get an improvement of their neck and jawline without having any downtime and with, you know, basically being able to do this and be the captain of your own ship when you're deciding it's enough. And one last thing, everybody asks me, is this permanent? And the honest to goodness answer is yes, it is, because just like those stretch marks are permanent when the back of that skin cracks, we are doing something to permanently change the architecture of the dermis. So that regardless of your aging process, regardless of anything else, that skin that we've microneedled with radio frequency energy to a well enough degree to see the change, that change is now permanent in that dermis. Now, you're going to continue to age over the course of time, but for real before and after results, you could definitely go to daviscps.com or come in and go through a whole bunch of before and afters, but I'm very excited about where we're going in plastic surgery. It's becoming more and more of a fine tuning so that every patient can come in and give me their criteria or their the way they want to do something. Some patients really want to, you know, get this done so they don't have to come back to the office every week or two. They just want to get the facelift. They just want to get the neck lift. They know it's finished, it's done, and they don't have to keep up on too many things. Other patients really enjoy the process of watching themselves transform into the person that they would always have liked to have been. So like someone that always wanted to have fuller lips or someone that wanted to have a different shape to their jawline or neck, they can actually watch this happen in front of their eyes over the course of weeks. But they may be somebody that doesn't really want to have a before and after, like from today till tomorrow with a surgery. They may want to take some time and be a little bit more slow getting to the end point. So you know who you are. And I just want to make sure you know that here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery and at a lot of really good plastic surgery offices, they do have the capability, just like we do, to give you a whole milieu of opportunities to really make it the way you want it to be. And I think that's what's also so incredibly exciting about where we are in this time of plastic surgery. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.